The opinions voiced on Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations to any individual. To determine an investment strategy that may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor, attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member of FINRA and SIPC. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Mass., and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Good afternoon. It is a beautiful, little chilly Sunday afternoon. It's 4:04 here live in the studios at 96.9 News Talk. That's News Talk 96.9, where Boston connects. You are listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, one of the focal spots of the North Shore. I'm joined live in studio today with not Marion. Marion's off today, and so I brought in a very special guest, my 16-year-old daughter, Mindy. Mindy, why don't you say hello?
Hi, I'm his daughter, Mindy.
Yes, she is. No, you can, Mindy, you want to get a little closer to the microphone so you can, everyone can hear you nice and tight. Mindy and I are going to do something a little bit different today. You know, today happens to be the second night of Hanukkah, and we're also gearing up for the big Christmas holiday that's coming up on the 25th. And with that comes with the big decisions on how to spend money for gifts, whether you're buying gifts, whether you're receiving gifts, and everything that goes around making decisions as it comes with, as it relates to using money for your parents, for your children, whatever it might be. And so what I thought I'd do is bring in the real live experience of what Mindy and I talk about just kind of privately in the family room. We might get a cup of hot cocoa, which she has here in front of her, and we're going to talk a little bit about money issues. So if you have some money issues that you've always been wanting to say, geez, how do I talk to my daughter about this money issue? Or what are some things that you think a high school junior might be thinking about as it comes to money issues, give us a call. Mindy and I will raise those issues with you. We'll talk to you about anything and everything as it relates to money. And of course, if you want to talk to us about your 401k, your IRA, your insurance policies, your mutual funds, your financial plan, whatever it is, we are full service. Well, I am a full service financial planner. Mindy's just a junior in high school. We are here live in studio, 617-822-1969. That's 617-822-1969. I see Marcus is clapping his hands. Must mean Dallas is doing well. Dallas is one of his favorite teams, and we have Marcus filling in here today as our producer.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, hey, Marcus, filling in as producer today, and he must be pretty happy on the other side of the screen. A free call, it's #969, live in, if you're a Verizon Wireless listener. But let me just give you a few points on the market before Mindy and I get into our little father-daughter chat, which we might call it. A couple things of importance. You know, one of the things that I hear on the radio a lot, you know, these depressing advertisements telling people how scary the market ride has been as of late. You know, the market isn't doing bad. The market is doing great. In fact, if we look year to date, the Dow is up 7.7%. The Nasdaq's up 14.3%. The S&P is up 12.8%. Is there's something that we're missing? What were you expecting for a rate of return? I mean, as financial planners, what we're trying to shoot for on an over the length of or over an annualized basis is sometimes trying to get 6 to 9%. I mean, unless you're investing 100% of your money in the stock market, you might want to lean a little bit more towards the higher end, but understand there's risk going up and going down. The returns we're getting this year are outstanding. And in fact, if we then go back 3 years, when many people made the unfortunate mistake, though we did warn them, of cashing out during that 07 and 08 period, here's what you're missing out on. Annualized rates of return of 8.2 on the Dow, 10.8 on the Nasdaq, and 8.7 in the S&P. I mean, those are pretty scary moves. Now, here's the risk that you do find, though. There has been this new discussion point, this new term called the VIX, which is the volatility index. People that try to get in, get out, try to figure out the best time to be in and out of the market. Well, you know what? The CBOE, that comes from the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, measures the volatility in the market. And if you wanted to try to play the in and out game, guess what, folks? You're down 32% for the year for guessing wrong. or guessing right if you thought you were guessing right. But leaving your money alone, buying great investments, buying the right allocation, and just going to sleep, forgetting about it, not worrying about it at all, is probably the best approach altogether. So today we are, like I said, we are in studio here with my daughter, Mindy. We're going to talk about a few different things as it relates to spending money, buying, using money, and the way that kids think. Now, Mindy, why don't you tell us a little bit, you had written an article, I know, for the North Andover High School. She is a Scarlet Knight. You know, one of the things we talked about were what are some of the things that kids really don't want from mom and dad for Christmas?
Well, not that we want to offend our parents in any way, but we really do not want clothes from them.
What do you mean you don't want clothes?
We can buy our own clothes. If you want to give us money for clothes, that's totally fine. But we don't need you guys to buy the clothes for us. We also don't need socks. Every single year for Hanukkah since I was like 8, my parents have bought me socks every year. I do not need socks as a Hanukkah present. If I'm opening a present, I don't want socks.
Dude, you sound angry.
Trust me, you're going to need them later on in life.
Socks are good, Mindy. You know, there's nothing. What's wrong with socks?
But that's like a necessity. It's not that important to have in pajamas. Oh my goodness, the pajamas I get every year. I'm 16, and my parents still buy me Hello Kitty pajamas.
No, I don't buy you Hello Kitty pajamas. I don't think that's true.
Yes, it is. Whether or not you buy them, Mom might.
Well, I hope, Laura, if you're listening, no Hello Kitty pajamas for Mindy this year. Now, I want to understand something. You always want clothes. You always want to buy clothes, so why can't I buy you clothes?
But I want to be with you while I'm buying the clothes, because...
Because you want to spend more time with me?
Yeah, I want to spend more time with you, Dad. But,
Was that sarcastic?
No, that was serious. I always go shopping with you, Dad.
Oh, that was nice. I love that. That was nice.
Just to clear things up, though, I do always go shopping with my dad. Not always, but the majority of the time. This past weekend was my brother's bar mitzvah, and my dad happened to pick out the dress I wore. But anyways...
Wow, I'm getting nice compliments here. That wasn't part of the plan. Wow, she's sucking up to me. You're probably going to want to go shopping after we're out of here today.
But there's certain styles of clothes that our parents might think look good, but they really don't. Or maybe what they think is in style really isn't anymore. So they really, if they want to buy us clothes, either get us a gift card or say, here, I'm going to take you shopping. You don't need to buy the specific clothes unless you are given a specific type of clothes that we want with the specific sizes, color, etc.
So perhaps what you're suggesting is trying to find out the stores where teenagers like to shop.
Yes.
And perhaps getting them a gift card to that store and saying, hey, let's make this into an experience. Let's go out for lunch for the day. Let's go shopping. Let's use the gift card. We can spend time together and we can buy the item all together.
Exactly. And therefore, you're making both parties happy because the child's like, yes, I'm getting new clothes and I'm going out for lunch. And the parent gets to spend time with their child.
But I know you don't open up presents around Christmas because you're Jewish. But I've always thought, you know, when I watch these television shows, isn't part of the thrill unwrapping the big present and pulling out that big, ugly-looking Christmas sweater and still having the opportunity to have to smile and say, geez, Mom, thanks.
I mean, I guess when you're younger, the thrill is being able to open the present. But clothes shouldn't be the only thing that your parents are buying you because, of course, there's the usual things your parents get. Like, maybe they'll get you some new lotion that you want. But
so what's wrong with lotion?
There's nothing wrong with lotion. I'm not saying that. You guys always get me lotion for Hanukkah. But there's really no need to just wrap a big present just so there's the thrill of opening it. Because once you get past the age of 10, you really don't need to open a present.
Well, I don't know about that. But you know what? We're going to continue to argue a little bit, and that's all cool. But let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Catherine. Catherine's in Southborough today. She's got a question about her teenager, I think, or something to talk to us about her teenager. Catherine, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Catherine. What's up?
So I have a teenager who's 14. She's going to be 15 soon. And she goes to private school. And she really loves her private school. But, you know, this year I'm just not seeing any effort from her. She just doesn't seem to care about doing her homework. She doesn't really seem to care that much about her grades. And my feeling is, you know, how directly do I talk to her about the investment? You know, this is a lot of money to go to private school. And I'm really toying with basically having a candid conversation to say, you know, for this much money, for you not to be making effort, it's just not worth it to me anymore.
It's funny. Mindy and I were just having this conversation as we were driving in. I am a huge public school proponent. You know, I'm a product of public schools. My daughter, my wife is as well. And I said to Mindy, I said, how do you have that conversation? And what do your kids talk about with the desire and the rationale for why you go to private school? What do you think, Mindy? How would you respond to that?
I personally think I don't like private schools just because the way I visualize private schools is just having to wear a uniform every day, not being able to have as much freedom. Whereas in the high school I go to, you're able to pick all of your classes. You're able to be at levels that are challenging for you. And if there's a class that you don't want to take because it's really hard, you can take an easier level of the class so you can get through it. But as for your daughter who you feel isn't trying in high school, you should sit down with her and have that talk, because there's no way you're going to improve how she's doing in school if you don't talk to her about your concerns, because she might not know that you're concerned about it.
What about the money cost? I mean, there's an enormous amount. Do kids really care the fact that mom is laying out an enormous amount of money for private school? Do the kids care?
The kids don't even realize it, because as far as they're concerned, if they aren't the ones writing the checks or if they aren't the ones seeing the bills, it doesn't exist to them. The money is just an object and has no value at all.
And I don't think they understand the financial burden it places on the parents, whether it's money that needs to be placed on them or not, money that they have available to them or not. But we've got to take a very quick break, a 60-second break, to check in with traffic and weather in the 24-hour news center. And off we go.